欢迎收听本次节目，我是诵读者张静丹。 Great Tofu, Traditional Cuisine of Intangible Cultural Heritage in 彭水重庆。 The soybeans come in round and make them into tofu for income. It is a dicker but makes a big money for me. This tale is always told by a man from 黄家town, 重庆。Who has been making grey tofu, 灰豆腐, for 31 years. In the words by the senior, grey tofu looks like the tofu falling into black ash, which has no attracting appearance, but enjoys a great flavor, and tastes crispy outside and tender inside. Comparing with ordinary tofu, we do not need to worry about grey tofu's freshness.Grey tofu turns mouth-watering with the function of salt the time. The most important step making grey tofu is to add beaten into the already filtrated soy milk. When tofu is curded, it should be evenly coated with black ash, which has certain permeability and antiseptic effect, can absorb the moisture in tofu.And isolate the air reacting with the protein on the surface of tofu, so that the gelatinous protein condenses further and forms a hard shell. The plat ash is herbal ash, as is told by the senior, herbs cure diseases. Herbal ash is added to absorb the moisture in tofu further. Add the heated herbal ash, coats tofu again,and evaporates the remaining moisture. Meanwhile, the unique fragrance of herbal ash penetrates tofu. The air pulsing tofu gets expanded because of temperature. The well-prepared grey tofu comes loose in texture, and a cotton ball in shape, and the circular eyes appear once separated. Herbal ash can also effectively isolate the air from the protein on the surface of tofu,which can further condense the gelatinous protein, thus forming a hard shell. Therefore, grey tofu wasn't categorized by freshness, tenderness, and fragility like white tofu. Preparing grey tofu into soup serves as the simplest way to enjoy it. Grey tofu is like sponge, absorbing soup and tasting dense. Soup,will burst out, and fragrance will linger in your mouth once you bit it. That is the most favorite taste of Tujia people. A small piece of grey tofu carries the taste of mountains, of wind, and of time. As time goes by, the combination of affections for hometown and nostalgia brings a unique taste to Tujia people.What this piece of grey tofu carries is not only the taste, but also the homesickness wherever you go. As is said in Food Sickness, homesickness is one's sentimental attachment to the taste of his hometown. And no matter how far one is away from his hometown, or how different his accent becomes,But he still clings to the taste of his hometown. So far, grey tofu has been conventional arts and crafts of Peng Shui Mao and Tujia Autonomous County, Chongqing, China, which is prevalent in Huangjia Town, Langxi, Renxi, Daya Township, and its neighboring provinces in the southwest.Of Peng Shui County. The traditional handicraft of intangible cultural heritage is facing the danger of being lost in generations as a result of its complicated processing, tough working conditions, and meager profits.